Okay, so a very provocative mission at the end of Perek Chi. This is the third and final statement of Nitai Harbeli. The first two statements, number one, was about Harchek Mishachin Ra, distancing yourself from a toxic neighbor, Al Tisaber Lashon, not just the neighbor, but don't align yourself with people who would be called Rishayim. And we talked about the technical problems of the neighbor's wall being afflicted with Lashon Hara, and therefore your wall being eroded as well, and that launched a whole conversation of Lashon Hara, and which in turn discussed Aaron and Miriam, which in turn led us to Moshe Rabbeinu and his humility. So now we're returning back to that original mission. His third statement was, Harchek Mishachin Ra, Al Tischaber LaRasha, the Al Tisya'esh Minaporneos. Which don't ever ignore the prospect or the specter of suffering and failure. Now, this is a very interesting mission. Let me give you a little bit of a background. We certainly live in a world which, on the one hand, has become much more stable. And Baruch Hashem, human beings suffer less misfortune and tragedy. Because Baruch Hashem of advances in economic advances, people don't suffer the same type of poverty. Medical advance, even things as pedestrian as construction, where we're able to insulate ourselves against the natural forces. Other areas, we don't have the same types of political totalitarian regimes that subject people to suffering and misery and capricious fate. Certainly, we certainly live in a world in which we feel more stable and we feel more durable. Additionally, modern psychology has helped us better understand the human psyche and map the human psyche, and has led us to understand the dangerous and deleterious impact of dread and worry and gloom, and try to remind us that healthy self-esteem and a sense of the continuity and sustainability of human life, these are assets psychologically. So those two factors have joined or conspired to create an emotional landscape in which people try to avoid worrying and tension and concern. So you've all heard of the phrase, no worries, no problem. That has wormed its way into our psyche, in which we're encouraged not to worry. Now, worrying in Judaism is a healthy part of religious drive. A religious person doesn't live a life of no worries. Even non-religious people, complacency is the great foe of human progress and human advance. If we're very complacent and self-satisfied ignorant of the challenges of inertia and the stagnancy, then you probably won't grow. But certainly in Yiddishkeit, you've got strains where David HaMelech says, Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid, persons fortunate if they're always a little bit worried about how they're performing in their Avodas Hashem. Or when Yaakov says, Katanti Mikol HaChasadim Mikol HaMes Hashem Sisas Abdecha. So in general, there are psukim and Midrashim, they talk about the importance of reintroducing, I won't call it worry, but tension and coiled sense of wonder and striving rather than being complacent and happy and relaxed. This is a Mishnah which takes it one step further. It doesn't talk about worrying about religious growth and religious progress, but about peronios, about tragedy and misfortune and trauma and terrible things. So it's one step removed, not just worrying about whether you're progressing and coming convenient on time and learning properly and working on your midos and your shemayim, but a person lives a life, Baruch Hashem, most people in the modern world in particular live lives of success and prosperity and general welfare. Obviously, everyone carries and experiences their own personal struggles and challenges, but by and large, and that can lead to a world in which you ignore the prospect or the specter of human tragedy and misfortune. Now listen carefully, because the Mishnah doesn't tell us that we should think about peronios all the time, because that would introduce a state of morbidity and gloom that I think would be very, very dangerous and harmful and even paralyzing to human progress. If you always feel like life's going to end, you always feel vulnerable, you always feel like tragedy will befall you, these are people who suffer real inertia and paralysis and sometimes fall into deep depression. But the Lashon of the Mishnah is the Lashon of Shimon ben Nitai Bailey is Al Tisya'esh Min HaPeronios. Don't ignore it. You know, there are certain things in life that we shouldn't live with on a constant basis, but we also should realize they're part of life and not try to write out of our world and our experience. So, for example, when Rabbi Akiva was martyred, and the Gemara in Brachos records the conversation between his Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Yamai Haisi Mitztayer. I was always wondering whether I'd have to commit myself to Kiddush Hashem. Which means he wasn't thinking about it every minute, but it was in the back of his mind that something like that could challenge him. That would be a challenge. Tragedy would be a misfortune that we'd like to avoid. But Al Tisya Aish Mina Peronios means don't think that life is invulnerable and invincible and tragedy only happens to the other person. And of course, the Pasuk in Iyov, Pachot Pachadati, so Iyov's language is a little bit more compelling that you actually live in fear of tragedy. But I think Nitai Bailey was just trying to tell us Al Tisya Aish Mina Peronios means don't assume that this world will always be as comfortable as whatever state you're currently in. And live with that sense. And when, if the Chas Hashem, it happens, partially that prepares you. It's not something that comes as a shock and as a tsunami. But life is imperfect in that way. And tragedy is part of human experience. The second interpretation of Nitahar Bailey's statement is not just about the potential for a disaster in this world, but also the interaction between the two worlds. Okay, so let's say you have a very successful and prosperous Olam Hazeh. What does that mean for Olam Haba? Well, it could mean that you're such a tzaddik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering you both opportunity and privilege in this world and is also saving and preserving the Keren, the capital, for the next world. And these are just the dividends that you're enjoying. And everything you enjoy in this life is just the dividends. Or it could be, as we know, that many Rishayim receive a lot of privilege and benefit in this world in order to clean the slate and to clean the tab, that the next world they'll receive the just deserves. So that's a very polarizing way to say it. Just in general, what's your ledger? What's your position in Olam Haba? Just because you're successful in this world, forget the prospect of tragedy in this world. Davar acher al tisi esh min epronios bizman shadem ra mashabiyado matzliach al yomar shibeschusi nasali amakom Olam Hazeh v'kerem kiemes Olam Haba al yomar oy shemer lo nimtzali lefanav elos chosachad bilvad. Maybe my privilege, maybe my deserves are very limited. Hashem is compensating me in this world. So the general global statement of Nitai HaRbeili is not to live with complacency and calm, and not just to apply that to whether we're working hard enough and struggling hard enough in our religious success, but also our state of affairs in this world and our state of affairs in the next world, a healthy degree of, I would say, concern and awareness. I wouldn't say worry and fear and dread, just awareness. Rather than sinking into complacency about this world, your state in this world, and projecting into the next world, a sense that you never know. You work as hard as possible. You trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a Melech HaRachamim. You hope that you'll receive his Rachamim and Chesed. But not to sink into that state where prosperity in this world creates a bit of a religious lethargy and religious diffidence. I think sometimes people in our society suffer this a little bit because Baruch Hashem, as I said before, on the one hand, our experiences have become much more comfortable than our ancestors. And number two, because we're encouraged by modern psychology, try to avoid tension and pressure and worry and concern. I think this is a chance to probably balance or equalize some of those sentiments. Okay? Have a great day, everyone. Have a great day.